Hi, boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Gerbil Loose in Church.
It's so cute. Can I hold it?
The whispering was loud enough to disturb all the shoebox kids and the shoebox teacher.
Ahem.
Jenny and Chris looked up at the sound of Mrs. Shoe's voice.
Sorry, Mrs. Shoe, Jenny said. Chris's friend Ryan brought his gerbil, and it's really cute.
His name is Tummy, Ryan announced.
We're really happy you could join us today, Ryan, Mrs. Shoe said. Why don't we let Tummy rest in his box until the end of class? Then we'll all take time to appreciate him.
As Ryan put his pet away, Mrs. Shoe went on, What have we learned from Moses and the burning bush?
Sammy raised his hand. That we should take our shoes off when we go to church?
No, Mrs. Shoe answered. When Moses took off his shoes, it was a symbol of respect. What do we do to show our respect when we come to meet God?
We don't play or giggle during the sermon, Maria said.
We don't wave across the church during the service, Willie added, or leave to go to the bathroom 5 times.
Those are things we will choose not to do if we want to be reverent, Mrs. Shoe agreed. But it's more than just not doing things. Being reverent means paying attention to God when you're in his house. And if you or I laugh or wave or walk in and out, we're taking other people's attention away from God.
Jenny tried to listen and understand, but she kept thinking about Tummy. She got to hold him for just a minute after Sabbath school.
I wish I could play with Tummy more, she thought as she walked toward the sanctuary looking for her mother. I love my cat, but a tiny little gerbil is like a baby kitten.
Jenny stuck her head through the doorway leading to the sanctuary. The organ was playing, but only a few people were sitting down.
Mom's not in here yet, she decided.
As she backed away, Jenny bumped into Ryan.
Hey, be careful, he said. You almost made me drop Tummy.
What?
She looked down at the box in his hand. Why are you bringing Tummy to church?
Why not? Ryan asked. It's not like he's going to bark or meow or anything. Besides, Tummy will keep me company.
It would be fun to have a pet in church, Jenny thought as she wandered back down the hallway. Finally, she heard her mom's voice coming from the kindergarten room.
Mom, I'm looking for you, she said as she stepped in.
Mrs. Wallace looked up from the felt board.
Jenny, I need to help Mrs. Comstock for a few minutes. Why don't you go in and find us a place to sit for church?
As soon as Jenny walked back into the sanctuary, she headed straight to the pew where Ryan was sitting with the Vargases. Scooting down next to Chris and Ryan, Jenny saw that Tummy's box was on the pew beside them. Ryan saw her staring at the box.
I dare you to take Tummy out now and pet him, he whispered.
Jenny just stared for a second.
Church hasn't really started, she thought, and I know Tummy would be quiet and still.
Hand me the box, she whispered back.
When he did, she slid the lid off, reached in, and rubbed Tummy's soft fur. Then slowly she wrapped her hand around him and lifted him out.
This is perfect, Jenny thought as he sat quietly in her lap. He's so cuddly. Jenny, Chris hissed, here comes your mom.
Jenny quickly slipped Tummy down onto the pew on the side away from her mother. Just then, Pastor Hill stepped to the microphone. Let's begin our service by singing a hymn.
Oh no, Jenny thought, church is starting. I've got to get Tummy back in his box.
But Tummy had other ideas. When everyone stood up to sing, he wiggled out of Jenny's hand and jumped to the floor. Jenny lunged after him, but Tummy disappeared under the pew in front of her. She grabbed Ryan's leg.
Help me, she hissed. Tummy's loose.
Ryan and Chris both stared for a second, then dropped to their knees to search for Tummy.
Jenny pointed. There he is. Grab him.
Ryan almost got him, but Tummy ran forward to the next pew.
Oh, no, he's headed toward the front.
Maybe no one will notice him, Ryan said.
I wish, Chris mumbled.
Someone noticed them first.
Jenny, what are you doing?
Get up off that floor, Mrs. Wallace said.
They all got up.
Jenny saw Chris having the same conversation with his mother.
I'm sorry, Mom. I just wanted to pet Tummy.
You wanted to pet whose Tummy?
Ryan spoke up. Tummy is my pet gerbil.
Mrs. Wallace blinked twice. You brought a gerbil to church, and now he's running loose?
Ryan didn't have to answer. 3 rows in front of them, a woman gasped and threw her arms around her husband's neck.
It's a mouse! Kill it! She cried.
The singing got a lot quieter as 2 women in the next row jumped up and stood in their pews.
I'll get it, a man shouted, grabbing his wife's purse.
Don't hurt it,
someone else called. By now, the organist had given up,
and the church was filled with screaming, shouting, and laughing. Jenny looked at her mother, who had covered her eyes. "Mom?
Go catch it, Jenny. Quickly, please."
Jenny and Chris and Ryan slipped out of their row and raced to the front. Then they crawled along, looking under every pew.
"Okay, let's calm down," Pastor Hill said from the pulpit. "Let's all do our part by being still and quiet."
"He's over here," Chris called. Together, he and Ryan herded Tummy back toward Jenny. She grabbed him under the first row. When she looked up, everyone in the church was staring at her.
It's just a gerbil," she said in a small voice. "It's my fault he got loose. I'm sorry."
"Me too," Chris added.
"Me too," Ryan repeated.
Then they headed for their seats. With Tummy safely back in his box, he was passed down to Mrs. Vargas for the rest of the service.
"Well," Pastor Hill said, "it just goes to show you that sometimes it's the small things that take our attention away from God, even when we're in his house to worship him. Let's turn back to our singing."
Jenny's face was as red as her dress. She stood beside her mother and tried to sing.
"I guess I know what Mrs. Shue was trying to teach us this morning," she decided. "We took everyone's attention away from God. I'm sorry, God," she prayed. "Please help me remember that I came here to be with you."
The story you have heard today is from the Shoebox Kids Bible Stories, written by Jerry D. Thomas and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.